The coronavirus update.
While South Africans are battling with a second wave, some are complaining about the prohibition, others are slamming the government for their vaccine approach, but it could be worse. It literally could be worse. One border away in Zimbabwe, nurses at major public hospitals are on strike after their colleagues died due to lack of PPEs. Undertakers can't keep up with the country. Also, no oxygen reserves. Where have we seen this picture before? And the cherry on top of the cake is a well-known politician allegedly telling the poorest of the poor to go out and buy their own ventilators if they want to survive the infection.
And then South African vets want to be included in the government's national vaccine rollout. That's citing professional safety concerns. Phase one of the plan includes healthcare workers identified according to different risk categories, while phase two lists other essential workers, as well as people over the age of 60 and people over the age of 18 and older with comorbidities. Though having been classified as essential workers during the lockdown, animal healthcare and welfare workers were not listed in the phase two rollout.
Having a look at the worldometer, how we're faring in the world. Over the weekend, we were seventh worst in the world as far as daily mortalities or daily deaths was concerned. But as I mentioned over the weekend, we are trending in the right direction. This weekend was the first time in a long time our case positivities went below 20%. It was at about 19% now. And our recovery rate is heading back up towards 90%. So level three, which is aimed to continue until at least the 15th of February. Looks like those restrictions might be coming down, might get a little bit more freedom, but we still need to do all the things that we need to do. Wear that mask, do not gather, sanitize, sanitize, sanitize.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.